time for the ladies to be heard. Welcome to Muscle Girls, Inc., presented by RxMuscle.com. You are about to hear two of the smartest and sexiest IFBB pros tell it like it is. Here are your hosts, Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin.
Welcome to the 19th episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. My name is Colette Nelson, IFBB professional bodybuilder, and I am joined by my super sexy co-host, IFBB pro figure competitor, Chrissy Chin. How are you doing over there, Chrissy? What are we, 4 weeks out?
No, you know, believe it or not, it is three.
Three, gosh.
3 weeks out, and I was in Vegas this weekend for the UFC 100 Fan Expo. We had an awesome time. There was a first event for AOR Industries at an MMA event, so we had a great time. I saw Marcia Prince out there, Isaac Hines, Big Ron Avedon, and we just had a blast out there.
And
but of course, you have an airplane story. You know you always have an airplane story.
I want to know what you were wearing, Chrissy. Forget about the airplane story. What the hell were you wearing? Were you wearing nothing? Were you wearing latex?
No latex this time, but maybe the Olympia. But, you know, this time is just, you know, little short Brazilian booty shorts and a little sports bra, you know, that showed plenty of curves.
That works for me. What about you, Jeff?
It works for me.
Works for Jeff. Works for me. All right, so what happened on the airplane? Did any pee on you, poop on you, have sex in the bathroom, anything good like that?
Man, I should have got Troy in the bathroom. But, you know, but no pee, no poop. But, you know, we're on the runway, about to take off. And all of a sudden, stewardess is like, is there a doctor on board? Is there a doctor on board? You know, so we're all like, what's going on? So everyone turns around to where the stewardess was. And it turns out this lady passed out. And then when she came to, she was just vomiting and vomiting. So there was a doctor on board, and they're like, we got to turn the plane around. So, of course, we get delayed an hour because we got to turn around. The lady's got to get off, and the paramedics come, and it's just a mess.
You know, I feel bad about the whole situation, but still, it's like, when you're on the plane, you don't feel bad. You just want to, you know what I mean? I feel, you know what happens to you? You get kind of crazy. You're like, oh, come on, you know, come on.
I know. I was like, I just want to get home.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long, busy weekend. You just want to be home. So I was like, of course. I go, she was out partying. I just know it.
Yeah, exactly. It's
in Vegas.
You totally. Yeah, I completely agree.
Well, how was your weekend?
It was much more relaxing. Actually, the boys all went down to the Toms River, New Jersey show where actually Juan Diesel, one of our guys over here, took the overall. And
awesome.
We had some, you know, Chris LeCompte was guest posing. PJ Braun was out there. It was a really good show, but I know, not me. I opted to just chill because I have to pace myself because literally the Masters Nationals may put me in my grave because I have to tan at another hotel and do like 10 people before 7:30 a.m. on Saturday.
What time are you starting?
I'm starting at 4. I got an assistant. We have to do 2 every 30 minutes. And it's like, literally, Chrissy, I'm like, it's like almost like if you ever watched The Iron Chef and time. You know what I mean? See ya. You know, it's going to be hardcore. So that one's going to be, you know, a little tricky. And then the USA, which I will see you at, is going to be equally as tricky because the girls have, you know, the venue's so spread out. The girls got to get on a bus to get over to the venue. So I got to get these girls ready. And if they're not, if they forget something, it's done. I can't be guaranteed I'll be there. So I'm stressed. So I decided to
chill.
It is stress. I decided to chill, kind of, you know, watch a movie, catch up on everything I needed to do. And it felt good. And, you know, just bracing myself. So it was kind of nice.
You need to brace yourself. Those 2 weekends are going to be busy, 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 busy. But I'll help you at the USA's if I can.
You may have to, Chrissy. I keep telling you this. You know, be careful what you wish for.
Should I take that back, Jeff?
Yeah, you might want to. Well, you know, we have another, and Chrissy, first off, I can't believe it's our 19th show, and the 20th anniversary of the Muscle Girls, Inc. show is going to be really great because it's a week before the USA's, and we've got tons of surprises next week, just so everybody knows, but this week we do have, we're doing like hopefuls for the next couple of shows here, and we have a very prominent hopeful in the figure competition, Mary Ann Newman, and she is very close, Chrissy. I believe she placed second, and I think you got to, you know, help me out on this one, at the Junior USAs and Junior Nationals?
Yes, she plays second behind Terry Turner both shows. So now that Terry got her pro card, it'll be interesting to see if she can nail it.
I mean, you would think.
You would think, yes.
Oh.
So, I was in her shoes twice, remember?
Oh, yeah, I totally remember. God, it's awful. It's like, you're like, come on, what is it? You start to really internalize everything.
And then we also have one of my favorite photographers on the show today, Dan Ray. And, you know, not only is Dan just great at what he does, but he's just an awesome, great guy. Like, he stayed with Troy and I numerous times when we lived in Miami. And he was, like, a permanent house guest. We had, like, the Dan Ray bedroom. You know, he had his own room set up. And he's just such an awesome, awesome guy. So I'm excited to get him on today.
He really is. There's not much you can say bad about Dan. He's just a good person. He's happy-go-lucky, and mm-hmm. he makes his models feel so at ease. And I think that is something to be said, because it comes out in the photography. You know, because a lot of people, you know, if you have an intimidating photographer, it's hard to really let go. And half of a good photo is how the model feels with the photographer. It's really true.
Oh, absolutely. And so many women that have shot with Dan say, you know, I just felt so comfortable with him. You know, so it went so well. So I've only heard great things about people that have worked with Dan. So that's great to know. And I've worked with Dan numerous times, and I just love working with him.
Well, we're lucky to have him driving from wherever he's driving, because he's always driving. He's going to pull over to the side of the road and fire it up on his cell phone with us in about 30 minutes. So it'll be
he's
nice.
He's always on the road.
God, he is. But you know,
he needs an RV.
He does need an RV.
And then, RX Muscle RV.
Yeah, that'd be very sexy. Then we have to thank JoJo's Energy Drink over here. They're working diligently on the studio to finally get us out of the house and into the studio, which is the dream, Chrissy. What do you think about that dream there, Jeff?
Keep dreaming.
Is it soon? Didn't you say keep dreaming?
I was dreaming last night. I really shouldn't wake up because...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I meant to say, keep that dream alive.
That's
right.
Thank you,
Jeff.
That's better.
Come on, Jeff. Oh, my gosh. So that's, you know, on its way. And, you know, really, well, Chrissy, the house is insane. I'm not kidding you. It really is really insane.
Oh, I know. I've stayed there. I know.
And it would be nice to have, like, some of the maniacs over there at the studio rather than here. And, you know, it's especially crazy at the Whack Pack Hour. I don't know. It's tough, Chrissy. Very tough.
Your house is Grand Central Station.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Always people in and out. Always people in and out.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, Colette, you know we have to go to one of my favorite segments of our show, the Did You Knows.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some really good this week.
And once
and
again,
remember, you know, they're all true.
They're all true. Yeah. People think we make this stuff up. This is true. This is in the news.
This is all true. So the first one, you might want to try this at Species, okay? You ready?
Great.
So it is called Naked Friday. So a British marketing company decides to work in the bus for one day.
Excellent.
So believe it or not, this business consultant talked to this firm, and they needed to boost the team spirit. So he's like, you know what? I have a great idea. It might seem weird, but you're going to come to work naked. So they did, like, little things, you know, to work up to it, you know, by, you know, doing tasks, you know, to start, you know, warming up everyone to the idea, like photocopying body parts, sketching nude models. And, you know, finally one day they decided, okay, this is the day. They're going to come in to work naked. And believe it or not, almost every single one of them turned up in nude.
Wow. We should definitely try that
at Species.
I'm sure Mr. Joel Goldberg would absolutely love having Naked Fridays.
He would have to do it too, because everyone here did it.
He would absolutely have to participate. And I think several of our other employees would really appreciate that.
And since you know, Sean might not be able to be naked and do the filming, so I'll fly in just to do the filming.
Yeah, this would definitely be good. I'm definitely going to bring this one up, Chrissy. Thank you for sharing, because this is going right to the meeting on Tuesday. Doing it. Well, now let's talk about something it's true, but a little bit crazy. But I really could see this happening. Australia probes Navy sex game. Okay, now listen to this, and you know that this stuff happens. You know it does. An investigation is underway in Australia that claims that Navy sailors competed with each of their other to bed certain female colleagues for cash prizes. So basically, it's like guys making bets to sleep with some of their colleagues, okay? So according to the Channel 7 News, the sailors on board of the HMAS Success put a cash value on each woman's head, like sleeping with a female officer or a lesbian or having sex in a strange place. And you would win money if you, you know, reported that such and such of an event did take place. So the the Defense Department confirmed that the number of individuals had been sent back to Australia for interviews, and it was a crew of 220, and they're currently doing some kind of exercise in Southeast Asia. But the sailors, you know, did put this all in a book, and it's all been written down, and it's basically being, you know, it was reported, you know, is kind of unethical behavior to some degree.
So they had evidence. They had the evidence.
Yeah. Sex on a pool table or with a lesbian reportedly had scored the highest points, Chrissy.
Wow, I knew there was a reason why I wanted to join the Navy when
Yeah, definitely. And you know that stuff goes on. I mean, there's no question that that's, you know, that that's happening right now. They just should hide the book.
I know, but why you bother to write it?
Yeah, don't buy. Yeah, that stuff you
don't
only talk about.
Evidence.
Yeah.
Don't leave the evidence.
Absolutely.
Well, our next one, I just couldn't believe this. So this happened in SoCal, so right here in my neck of the woods. But a woman actually bit off a teenager's finger after they got in a fight in Long Beach. So her name is Shanna. She said she got in a fight with this 18-year-old in a parking lot of Ralph's Supermarket. So she decides to bite off the poor teenager's finger.
I mean, Chrissy, I don't want to bite anybody. I don't want to bite ears. I don't want to bite somebody's finger off. Like, you know, I don't want to do it. It's not the first thing I want to go for is biting off somebody's finger, you know?
I just could not believe when I read that. So she was arrested for aggravated assault, and the people that in the grocery store that worked there, they, you know, took the finger and put it in a cold food container until the paramedics could get there. So they don't know if they're going to be able to reattach it or not. But hopefully for the 18-year-old that they will be able to.
Wow. Well, here's another death-defying relationship gone awry. A woman to marry the man she nearly killed. Okay, so here's the thing. They call this like a little Romeo and Juliet story, I guess, whatever. A woman who stabbed her lover in the back when she caught him with his trousers down to marry him. Okay, so after being spared jail for the attack. So basically, this woman plunged a carving knife into him when she saw him with his trousers down with her best friend, okay? I mean, out of rage, I mean, this can definitely happen, but merely showing off an old gardening injury on his upper thigh caused by a hedge trimmer was basically what his excuse was, exactly. You know, it's apparently the 38-year-old mother of two had no previous convictions. And she was handed a suspension from 1 year in a jail term. But, you know, she basically still loves him. You know, she.
Well, let me ask you this, Colette. If you caught your significant other with his pants down with your best friend, do you think they're marriage material?
That's exactly the point that she needs. This is like that desperation, that codependence, that like looking for love in all the wrong places. It's not going to work. You know, it's not going to work no matter what. I mean,
but, you know, he's crazy too.
Definitely.
I mean, she already stabbed you with a knife and you're going to marry her?
This was her quote. We weren't allowed to see each other for 3.5 months. It was like Romeo and Juliet. We still loved each other. I just love him to bits. That's what she said. I mean, you know.
You love him to bits when that knife is going into his back.
No kidding. You know, no kidding.
Did you love him to bits when his trousers was around his ankles?
Exactly. I mean, that's a relationship doomed.
Ay. All right, this one's going to be awesome. Okay, ready? The next one made me realize that we need to make a trip. We can take Jeff with us, too. We're going to go to Berlin.
Berlin it is.
Berlin's the trip, guys, because in Berlin, they have a sex academy that actually offers tips for visitors. So listen to this. They say wannabe Latin lovers can improve their techniques by playing with erogenous zones of naked masks at a new interactive exhibition that's opened up in Berlin. It's called Amora Sex Academy. And it's really, they say that there's over 50 interactive displays that you can walk around, and there's helpful tips, you know, everything from strip teases to oral sex on how to achieve a perfect orgasm. And they have, like, life-size plastic models that are naked and in various conditions, and they even have one where it's a female mannequin, and she actually lights up if you touch the right spot.
Wow. Jeff, I don't know. This could be very interesting.
Yeah, I think Jeff is going to buy the tickets because they also have one where there's a spankometer.
I think Jeff is a spankometer. Spankometer?
Yeah, you have to buy a few light bulbs and put them in the right places. If they light up, man, I got the right place.
I know. This is like fascinating stuff.
Spankometer. And this is going to seal the deal for Jeff to really want to go, okay? So the museum also shows film clips of various sexual positions, including one called the Italian Chandelier, that the viewer can learn to burn up to 920 calories per hour. Have you tried Italian Chandelier, Colette?
The Italian Chandelier. Sounds very, very fun. I can just imagine Dave and I doing the Italian Chandelier, all 260 pounds of them. Let's keep that in the back of our minds. Berlin, Chrissy. Berlin.
Berlin. Berlin it is.
Well, you know, this is another one of our favorites. And, you know, every week they sometimes are in the gutter, but sometimes they're not. And it is truly what's in the email bag. It can go from good to bad to ugly. And let's see what you got for me this week, Chrissy.
It's actually, okay, this was actually a question that you could probably answer for this young woman that emailed me. She says, Chrissy, I'm actually interested in competitive bodybuilding, but many of my gal pals that compete tell me that judges reward femininity, and when women deplete to make contest condition, their breast tissue reduces significantly. So my friends are telling me that breast implants are a must requirement to go far in the sport. So she wants to know, are breast implants really that big a part of the female athlete's overall look? And if so, why?
Wow, what a good question. Well, it's interesting. You could say that when you look at female bodybuilding, because obviously when your body fat percentage goes down low, and this goes for even, you know, for figure, bodybuilding, fitness, you know, breast tissue is fat. I mean, you know, for the most part. And, you know, Jamie Reed, I hope she doesn't mind, but I did want to get her on the show, has the most beautiful natural breasts. And when she's very lucky, you know, she's one of the few that diets down, still has natural breast tissue. But I know I can say for myself, I had nothing. What about you, Chrissy?
Oh, it was little anthills.
Little anthills. I know. And it becomes like, you know, does it give you a more... Look, our breast... Jeff, our breast implants feminine? I mean, or breasts, in period. Forget about if they're implants. I mean, are breasts feminine?
I mean, of course. Breasts, that's one of the, you know, female body parts that define a woman, of course.
Right, so this is the issue. That's exactly right. It's one of the female body parts that define... It does. It defines a woman. So this is a very personal, you know, issue or a personal decision on a woman's part, because obviously these are implants. They're not real. They're no longer, you know, there's something you have to understand that you have to make a part of your body. And I know some people, I've talked to women that just don't like them, you know, or I love them, but some that don't or whatever, or just don't want to get them or for whatever reasons. And then, you know, you have to look at it like this. I mean, there are still many successful women that don't have breast implants. I mean, to name off a couple, Annie Ravicchio, Kat Ramirez, who is doing very well on the amateur circuit, and Mary Lado, who has won the Arnold Classic figure competition. Mm-hmm. And no, she has no breast implants. So I guess it becomes a personal decision. And for me to say that I don't think breasts are feminine, I can't agree with that, because they are. And they do complete a package of a physique. But again, it's your personal decision. It's your body. You have to want to get them. You should never do anything to please another person, a judge, a placing, or whatever. It has to be your personal decision.
Very well said. Because it's your body, you know, and the implants will be going to your body. And then, like you said, it's a personal decision. And that's what I really liked about the doctor I went to that I told you about. Mm-hmm. You know, because he goes, Chrissy, I want to know why you want to get it done.
Right.
You know, which I really liked. And I was like, you know what? I just kind of like this guy, you know, and he is awesome.
Right.
But I think they definitely enhance a physique.
Yeah, they do. It would be basically not shedding the true light if we didn't say that, because it does.
Yeah.
But again, personal decision.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I just had, this is just funny, because I was going through my emails, just, you know, this is what this guy dreams of. And it was kind of cute. He goes, you're one of my all-time favorite female bodybuilders. Your body is truly a work of art, incredibly sexy, too. I have just three questions. These are legitimate questions. He says, first, how do you feel about female bodybuilders posing in the nude? Seems like, you know, he's like, ask my opinion. Do you like younger men? And one more very important thing he asks. Have you ever used a strap-on a guy before, and would you use it on me? It was like, and for those of you, I thought I would get this in public knowledge. I have never used a strap-on. I thought I would like air it. I would air it right here on the air. So if this anybody's listening, I get that question all the time. No, I have never worn a strap-on. I'm sorry. So there's the answer.
You have not, but would you ever?
I know. This is very interesting, Chrissy. We'll talk about that after the show.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You know what, Chrissy? Let's take a 2-minute break, give our sponsors some L-O-V-E, and we'll be back with more Muscle Girls, Inc.
See you then.
Muscle Girls, Inc. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent, legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
Have supplement needs? Iron Flex Supplements. The science of sports nutrition has you covered. IronFlexSupplements.com provides top quality products with prices 30 to 60% below retail. We help not only the hardcore athlete, but also anyone trying to get back in shape or who just want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. We have everything from pro hormones to protein to essential vitamins and minerals. Stuck with your current training regimen? Check out our personal training section. Here you can find a program to better fit your needs and goals. IronFlexSupplements.com. The only supplement site you'll ever need.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition. The Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. Species Nutrition.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Marcia Prince, new IFBB Bikini Pro, and you're listening to Muscle Girls, Inc.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls, Inc. I'm Chrissy Chin, and I'm with my beautiful co-host, Colette Nelson. And we're going to roll into our forum question, Colette.
Okay.
So this week's forum question comes from the women's forum once again on RxMuscle.com, and it comes from board member Duncan Lucas. So he asks, he goes, this one is mainly for Colette, as I can relate it more to bodybuilding than figure. He goes, sorry, Chrissy. But anyways, Colette, how do you approach the 4 to 6 weeks after a show? This is known as post-contest rebound, and some consider it to be a great time to make tremendous gains. So I was wondering what you do weeks after a show. Do you get right into an off-season diet, or do you eat whatever you want? How quickly are you back in the gym and whatnot? He goes, thanks, and I can't wait to see you on stage again.
Aw, you know, I think this question, although you would think relates to bodybuilding, I know you feel it too. I mean, anyone that gets themselves into competition shape, even though, like, I guess bodybuilders, you have to go kind of a little bit more extreme because they want your body fat so low, but It's tricky. And I'll tell you what, because after a show, first off, I don't know about you, Chrissy, but I am right back in the gym. I'm a weirdo like that. I have to get, like, I mean, I think I go back. I take Sunday off because I'm usually at the show, but I'm back in the gym on Monday, and I'm not training like my typical, well, I'm always like training like as heavy as I can, but I step it up with, I do more of giant sets the first week back. So that means I would like pick four or five exercises and do them one after another in maybe like three or four rounds, because it's kind of get your body like back in the spirit of things and not going too heavy, and that way you don't go as heavy, because you can't, because by the time you do it four times you're like dying. And then I say to myself, okay, 2 weeks after the show, actually it's almost like a week, because you start eating everything you want and then you kind of get sick of it. So, and for me, I rebound bad. I've just, you know, that has been a problem with me like my whole career. So it's like the weight comes back really, really fast. So I have to be really careful, because it's like the water edema is just a situation. So I'll eat what I want, maybe like one or two meals a day, but then it's, you kind of got to get back into a rhythm, because once you start doing things like you eat a big meal and then you don't eat for several hours later, you're totally off base, and then your training starts getting affected. So you kind of like, I like to ease into an off season diet and not be an all or none. Like I go back into the gym on Monday, train in more or less giant sets. In 2 weeks after that, I'm back to my typical training and trying to really train as heavy as I can to take advantage of that, the gains that you can get post show, and then ease into that off season. Because it's, I think, don't you think, Chrissy, it's always good to be on some kind of regimen, because once you fall off a regimen, you just, it's, even as good as you are, I don't care if you're a pro bodybuilder or not, once you fall off a regimen, it's hard to get back on.
Oh, I agree with you, and I'm like you. I'm back in the gym Monday right after show, and I eat relatively clean that week, but I do, of course, like you said, have some things that I wanted to eat, so I'm a little off, but then usually the following week I'm right back on, usually prepping for another show.
I know, you gotta be, otherwise it just, it starts to spiral out of control. And you always forget, like, this is kind of what we like. It's so funny, like, you know how you have that post-show depression? Well, now, I mean, you're going show after show, but when you know that there's not a show for a while, it's the end of the season, you kind of feel like, oh God, now what? You just gotta say to yourself, it's not now what, it's next year. So kind of get back on the game plan, get back on some kind of plan, and then you feel more, you know, at ease with that off season. Good question, though.
Yeah, excellent question. And he can see the New York Pro 2010, right? That's your show that you're gonna come back at.
Gonna be there for sure. It's you know, when I set my mind to something like that, it's like 100%. So I'm definitely, that's the gaming show, and I'm like looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. We'll be there to cheer you on.
Chrissy, you'll be there. We'll be in the studio the week before, firing it up.
Yes.
All right. Well, Chrissy, let's roll into our first guest.
Sounds good.
Our first guest started competing as a bodybuilder back in 94. She always appreciated muscle, but after only competing in a few bodybuilding shows, she switched to fitness in 96. Without a gymnastics background, she decided to retire, get married, and start a career. With the birth of Figure and her competitive nature, she returned to the stage in 2006. She did three shows in 2007 and followed up in the next 6 months, competing six times. She is now a notable favorite to get her pro card at the Masters Nationals in less than 1 week. Muscle Girls Inc. welcomes Marie Ann, aka Mo Newman, to Muscle Girls Inc. How are you, baby?
Doing great. That was an awesome intro.
we make our guests feel like they are Jay Leno material.
Cool. I mean, did I write that?
Oh my gosh. Well, listen, you're literally four, well, you're probably leaving, and I know we're leaving on Thursday morning. You might be Wednesday or Thursday, a few days out from the Masters Nationals coming up this weekend in Pittsburgh. Big, big, big show with coming off of 2 second place wins here.
Yeah, baby.
What are we thinking? How are you feeling? I mean, you know, what's going on in that head of yours?
Feel awesome. We'll be leaving Thursday morning also, bright and early. Ready. Just ready to go do it. Ready to win. Ready to have fun. I just love it. I mean, you have to love it when you apply yourself so much to it. In this sport,
and the key is, like,
I'm ready to go.
You feel good, and I always say that you've already won. Then I know that's cheesy; it's really super cheesy, and people like listen, like, Colette, please. But you know, there are times, though, sometimes when you're like, oh God, I don't know, I you know, my body's not responding the way I want it. It just feels good to feel like, you know what, I'm ready. I've done everything I need to do.
Yeah, you know, being involved in the sport so long, you, Colette, you know, Chrissy, you do too, being professionals at it, you know your body. I mean, you know what works, and sometimes you have to tweak it here and there, but besides, I mean, you should. At this point of the game, you better, you know? So I'm ready to bring it.
There you go.
Yeah, bring
well,
my
let me
game.
Ask you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you, okay, so you placed second at both the Junior SAs and Junior Nationals, but now Terry's out of the way. She got her pro card. Is there anyone else you're concerned about going into this show?
Good question. Terry, she's a friend of mine, too. She's great. Real quick story about that. After it was all said and done, Mike Davies, who trains her, came and gave me a big old hug and kiss and said, girl, you brought it. She's out of your way. Go kick some butt now. And I started laughing. Jim and I, my husband, we did analyze that, the names and who have I beat, who's still out there, that kind of thing. And tell you the truth, from what I gather and all the names, unless somebody just comes out of the woodwork, I really don't see anybody that I haven't beat yet that will be there 35 and over. So, but, you know, that's not a given, and I don't want to sound like, you know, oh, I should just win. But I'm not really, I don't think about that, Chrissy, really, tell you the truth. I just think about what I can bring, have fun with it, because if I get all into that, that's just too much drama for me.
Yeah.
I don't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to give our listeners an idea, tell us a little about just this is height, weight, some of your stats.
Okay, I am 5'5.5".
That puts you in the C or D class?
That is the line for D.
Okay.
The break off, and E starts right after that. Anything over 5'5.5" starts class E, which I have been in E. It all depends on who's measuring that day, I guess. But Steve Stone made it official. God bless his soul, but he's like, nope, you are 5'5.5", and they dropped me to Class D in 08 at the North American. So that was the first time I competed in Class D, and I won my class there. I actually beat Terry. Terry was hurt in that, and then I've been in Class D ever since.
And what do you usually come in at weight-wise?
About 125. I don't weigh myself that morning. It's really irrelevant to me, but I usually try to bring it between 124 and 126, I'd guess, on stage.
Now, listen, I always get confused because the Masters National changes. I know they're giving two bodybuilding pro cards this year. They're giving one to the over 45 and one to the over 35. What are they doing for figure for pro cards?
They're doing one over 35 and one also for 45.
Oh, good.
They started that year. Gary just announced that, yep.
Okay, good.
So that's
awesome. The first time, right? That's the first time they're doing that?
Yes, it is. First year. So two cards up for grabs. And if the female in the 45 wants to compete in 35... and happens to be the same person, she'll officially have pro card twice.
Yeah, I know. They won't give out another one. So she does win. She's amazing. And wins the 45 exactly. And wins the 35. That's only one. And
either that or she gets jumped backstage by all the ones that
are... Yeah, I know, right?
Her
you take a little drink of this. Want some candy, little girl?
We don't let your devilish side is coming out.
Don't you want this chocolate chip peanut butter melting in your mouth brownie?
Let's bloat you up, girl.
Oh, God.
Well, Mo, have you changed anything with prep for this show versus prep for earlier in the year? Have you changed anything for Masters Nationals?
No. I really haven't. Well, the one thing I will be changing is the recommendation from the judges, because my husband and I, we do go speak to the judges, and Tight Curves, who I'm a team member with, Crystal and Tom Richardson, were so awesome. They really went to bat for me and like, let's get you in front of the judges and figure this out because, you know, we feel you look really good. What's going on? So they did recommend that I'm more lean naturally. That's just my body type. And I've got, like, I've heard Colette say this too when she was talking to Terry Turner when you guys interviewed her, that you kind of have to bring your package that you feel comfortable with on stage. And I just tend to be more lean and I feel better when I'm tighter. But therefore I can... just relax a little bit in my front pose so my legs will not be as lean, more full. So I will be changing that this time around. But in the Masters divisions, they do also allow a little bit more tighter, leaner effect than they do in, say, the Team U. You know, they respect that muscle maturity, which is good for me, and I feel comfortable with that. So that's the only thing I've been practicing my posing and just my front pose, just relax my legs a little bit more. So, but besides that, diet, everything else.
Same I'm suits? I'm going to stay with the same suits? Or?
Yep, I just got a suit for the, change it up for junior nationals, and I'll bring that to the show. A little bit too quick to get another suit.
So let's talk about, you know, with this whole feedback to the judges things, and we've talked about this on the show before. I mean, it comes to a point where don't you think they just need to say, you know what, Marie, you're almost there. You just kind of got to wait your turn, because there's not, I mean, like you said, there's, I mean, it's really true though, because you kind of run, because these girls are all beautiful, and just kind of like, it's kind of like a game, you know. I always say you can't hate the player, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game, because it's kind of like you gotta, it's all just a stepping stone or what. It's not really the judge's fault. Sometimes they can't really say anything. Sometimes they do, but it's just like, you just kind of got to keep at it, you know.
And you're absolutely right. Like you said, you got to show your face, your name out there, let them know the desire of it. I mean, heck, life's a game. You know what I mean? You just got to learn how to play it.
Yeah.
They do the best what they can. I mean, could you imagine, I mean, at Junior Nationals judging 158 figure girls? I mean, God almighty. You know, that's just over and over. So you really got to, and I'm a big person on presentation. I mean, live at 5, immediately on that side of the stage, not when you're on the X.
Yeah.
Just any little thing to get, that, you know, catch the eyes of the 11 judges, or do not give them anything extra to take away from you, you know, points against you, because, I mean, you have 100-something girls to go through. They're probably looking for stuff that's wrong with you to exit out quick, you know. And that's I mean, you think about interviews in life, that's the same way, too, when you're having a...
It's really true. They're looking at more... These are all beautiful girls, really. They're all, you know, and especially at that level, when you're going for your pro card, I mean, you're really just taking it away from you. If you do one thing wrong, it's like, okay, everybody's got a 10. Okay, she's a 9. She's an 8. She's a 7. She's on this. Because it's exactly that. You know, you're all starting off on a pretty good clean slate. Then you trip. You know what I mean? You look, you're a deer in headlights. So, you know what I mean? You just start going down the line, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So with that being said, I really just try to make a very strong presentation as quickly as possible to get that, you know, that extra eye looking at you, so they pull your number for the first call out.
That's good advice.
Well, you're definitely doing something right, because you've placed so well in all your shows, so
just knocking on the door. So hopefully it's my turn this time. It gets kind of confusing though, because when you do ask the judges what they're looking for, you know, you do have 11 that you draw, you know, their opinion from, and you get half and half. You know, I get half of them saying don't change anything, it's perfect, come the way you are, where the other half are like soften it up. So it's kind of, what do? You try to do enough to please the ones that want change, but don't mess it up too much where the people told you not to change anything. You know, so it's a really tough situation to be in. I'm kind of just right there, just like little hairs of your head. That close. So hopefully it's my number. We'll see. But I'm loving it. I've met wonderful people and get to talk to people like you all the time. It's great. It's awesome.
Well, Mo, we know how much time prep takes, you know, your diet, your training, your cardio. Do you work full-time, and what do you do for a living?
Yeah, I sit on my butt all day. No, I'm just kidding.
cooking her meals, watching soap operas.
I work all the time. Typical day, I own my own salon. I'm a hair color specialist. My husband and I own our own salon in Greenville, South Carolina. We also own a business doing contest prep, and I also do boot camp classes. I conduct boot camp classes for corporations here in town. We go to the corporations, do boot camp. So I'm working like 6 days a week, and just time management. You know, I always tell everybody every minute counts. So my days start about 4:30 and end about 10 o'clock at night.
But you know, you love it. Sounds like you love what you're doing. And when you love what you're doing, it's not really, you know, it's work, but it's not.
You're absolutely right. If you want something like to get it, you got to work hard for it. That's just how it is. Or at least it is for me.
It means more. If it's given to you and handed to you, it just doesn't mean the same. So just like a pro card, right, Chrissy? It's so true. You had to kill yourself to get it. You know? You know, you started off as a bodybuilder. And this is kind of an interesting story, because I think when I was reading a little bit about your bio, you know, you tried your hand at fitness, but I think you started fitness before it was even on the NPC schedule or on the NPC categories of events, you know, and then you tried fitness figure. So how did, walk us through that transition?
Yeah, well, bodybuilding, I've always loved muscle. I respect it. I know my genetics, personally, I can't develop muscle's awesome to me. A lot of people are, especially, I mean, you being a woman bodybuilder, I respect that. I mean, how hard is it to do that? And I loved it, and there was nothing else to do back in, you know, the days of, I mean, heck, I think Monica Brand even did bodybuilding, you know. It was up in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Do you remember Ron Love and Troy Zuccolato?
Of course. I'm from Michigan, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I lived in Kalamazoo. And,
where I love Michigan, right here for me.
Yeah, so we were up there, and I used to work in a powerhouse gym, and they were friends, and they were at my first bodybuilding show, and I just said, what the heck? But obviously, I was lightweight, tall, skinny thing, but I was lean, loved it, and it was just, there was nothing else out there to compete in at the time, so I thought that was cool. Fitness came about, and when I did it, there was it was MPC, still organized it, but there was no rules and regs, really. You got to wear what you wanted. I remember our suits were all different. They didn't have any regulations on what shoes to wear like they do now. But I was getting, that was back when Kelly Ryan just started, if you guys remember mm-hmm. her. She's from South Carolina. We competed with her, and then people started coming out of the woodwork that were gymnastic superstars, and I would get my butt kicked in that round. So I was like, I'm out of here. And I saw figure come about, and I said, hey, that's actually the part I was best at, my physique, so let me try that on. And it worked. I did 6 shows in 6 months in 08, and I've been in the top 5 in every show so far, so I've been very fortunate.
Yeah, and that's an interesting ride, because, you know, you took some time off when you got married, right?
You
You hadn't competed for many years, right?
No, I became an old fart. No age on me. No, I've always tried to stay young, but yeah, I left to open up my own business and get life started, and then what was it? I think 03 is that when figure started, you guys?
Maybe 03. Yeah, right, 03, I think.
Yeah,
I think 01,
okay.
For some reason, I'm thinking 01, 02.
So it hadn't been around too long, and I just, you know, I started coming. I was afraid that from the pictures, and you guys know in magazines, a lot of these figure girls, I mean, you guys look awesome in the magazines. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to compete at that level. I wasn't sure exactly. So I went to the Junior USA just to check it out. Trey Bennett and Shannon Matro, friends of ours, and I was like, let me go to their show and see what they look like in person. And I was like, I could do that. And I did the next year and I got third, yeah, my first show there. So that was cool. And just kept on going, so hopefully you guys will see me next weekend and want me back on because I got a pro card.
Yeah, right? I love that.
That would be awesome.
I hope so, because I so respect you guys, and Dave Palumbo is awesome. Down the airwaves.
He's not a bad guy. He has his moments.
He's kind
of lovable.
Right, just a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Well, speaking about Dave, Colette has Dave at home who does a lot of prep, and then, you know, my husband Troy, he used to do my prep also, and he does prep, but your husband's also a nutritionist and trainer, so does that help or hinder your relationship, you think?
Oh, no, absolutely helps. I was actually telling Terry Goodlad this last week that he asked me the same thing. Jim and I are really good about knowing how to keep that side of our life separate from, you know, the relationship part and make sure we mm-hmm. have our date nights and still, you know, romance and keep that separate from this world. He's so involved in this world, too, that I think, heck, he loves it as much as I do. You know, he gets more nervous than I do for this.
That's true.
But he helps tremendously.
Good. Good. Now, listen, here's the last question.
Shoot.
Let's just say, and I mean, we think very positively here. This is your show. You get your pro card this weekend. It's a dream come true.
Hey, you judging?
Yeah, right. That'd be great. I know.
Let's
my predictions are so
there,
great,
girl.
Right? And you walk away. It's Sunday morning. You're sitting there sipping coffee, hopefully eating something off the diet. And
girl, I don't wait that long.
Right?
I got my stuff back.
It's ready to go. Maybe she's rocking it. Do you compete this year as a pro? Or do you take the year off?
No, I'm competing. Do you know Jen Toff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, she's a friend of mine, and we've already had, I talked to her last night. I think, tell you the truth, I like to go ahead and get my feet wet. And her being a new IFBB pro, we talked about, hey, let's go do Kentucky Pro together.
Do it.
And that would be so cool to be able to meet down there. And she's coming to see me in Pittsburgh. You know, she moved to Maryland with work.
Right.
So I'll see her this weekend, and we kind of talked, hey, if you do get it here, you know, you want to. And we're like, yeah, let's try it. So what the heck? Go ahead and keep going. So I think in November, the Kentucky Pro, which would be kind of cool to do right before Thanksgiving, and then take the the holiday season off, so I would hate to wait. I guess I'm just kind of, I'm 37 years old, Colette, so it's like I don't have so much more time on my clock, so let's do it.
You know? I agree. I mean, why not? If you're, if it's always about having your head in the game, if it sounds on fire, it sounds in the game. If it is, half of this is the whole journey to the stage and as a pro and being there with everybody else, getting on stage with girls that you've admired. And it's like no one's making $1 million at this. So why the hell not? You know,
yeah.
I mean, you could rationalize, oh, I'm going to take time off to give out. Or, I mean, if your head's burnt out and you have other things on your agenda, then that's fine. But if you're into it and you're living the dream, do it. You know, why wait?
You're absolutely right. So I know I'm kind of a planner, so I've already kind of put stuff in some, you know, scenarios together. And if I don't do that Masters, then I've already got the North American on the book.
Well, come on now. The Masters.
No,
let's do this, man. Let's do this at the Masters. I'm definitely going to be there as a typical lunatic self. So if you see me, you got to slow me down because I really will. I'll be running from hotel to hotel because I can't.
You're doing hair and makeup and
yeah,
tanning?
Doing the hair and makeup at one hotel, tanning at another, spinning around like a drum, whatever I'll be doing.
Hey,
God.
Deliver you a pizza or something?
Yeah, that happened to me last time. I sat there and ate the entire Giordano's pizza. It was like a deep dish. Oh. I mean, somebody handed that to me in the elevator. I'm like, this is done. I'm done. I'm going to eat this whole thing. It's awful. I hadn't eaten all day. It was terrible. Anyway, you know what, Marie? Thank you so much for your time. We, you know, relax, get your workouts in, do everything you need to do. I'll see you over there in Pittsburgh. And best of luck.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good luck. And you guys have to keep me posted since I won't be there.
I know.
Definitely, we will. And thank you, ladies, for having me. You guys are great.
And
thank you to RX.
We hope to have you back on as the new IFBB Pro Figure Competitor.
My privilege. Thank you, ladies.
Muscle Girls, Inc.
ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
Have supplement needs? Iron Flex Supplements. The science of sports nutrition has you covered. IronFlexSupplements.com provides top quality products with prices 30 to 60% below retail. We help not only the hardcore athlete, but also anyone trying to get back in shape or who just want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. We have everything from pro hormones to protein to essential vitamins and minerals. Stuck with your current training regimen? Check out our personal training section. Here you can find a program to better fit your needs and goals. IronFlexSupplements.com. The only supplement site you'll ever need.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit speciesnutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. Species Nutrition.com. RX
BodyBuildingSmartsMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up to the minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Monica Brand, and you're listening to Muscle Girls Inc. with Colette and Chrissy.
Our next guest is the official photographer for RXMuscle.com, and he also owns his own photography studio, Picture This Studio, in Kansas City. His photographs are expressions of art, and he has a way of making his models just feel comfortable so that he captures their inner spirit. He is definitely one of the hardest working photographers in the fitness industry, often forfeiting sleep and eating to make sure that he shoots all of his models. We are talking about the sensational Dan Ray. Hey, Dan.
I didn't know who you were talking about there.
See how modest he is.
I know.
Wow.
Dan, we work. Our intros are pretty amazing. We make people feel like superstars.
I know. I'd like to meet that guy.
Oh.
Well, Dan, let's first start on talking about how you first got started in photography.
I guess it was back in high school, you know, school newspaper, that kind of stuff. And then when I went to college at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, Kansas, started out thinking I might go into law school or something like that, and then quickly realizing it wasn't for me. And so when it got into photography and worked there for a while, when I graduated, I opened up my own studio, and I've been doing photography ever since.
And is that the studio now, Dan? Picture This Images? Is that the same studio that you started?
Well, we still have that studio, but it's more of a traveling studio now. I gave up my real studio about a year ago. I'm on the road almost half the year, so it got kind of crazy trying to maintain a working studio. So I'll probably get another studio at some point, but that'll be a year or two down the road.
Well, how have your pictures, like, evolved? Like, where did you start? Like, I mean, like any art, it's an evolution. So what pictures and images did you start photographing? And then how did that evolve into, like, some of the images that you photograph now? And what are some of your favorites?
Well, see, I have been trained. I trained to do, I guess, magazine and newspaper photography. So, you know, I started out shooting news events, sports, I shot presidents, stuff like that. Well, photographed presidents, I should say. So anything like that is what I started doing. And then it kind of, from there, evolved into doing more still life stuff. Usually what happens is I'll get an idea and I'll figure out how to shoot it, and then I get bored shooting it, and then I'll move on to something else. So I've shot a series of, I used to do a lot of night photography, fire hydrants, old barns, you name it, I've probably done it. And so it just kind of moves on from there. And I've always, you know, worked with people, models, whatnot. So just kind of evolved from there.
Then how did you break into, okay, so here you are doing that, and now you are really entrenched in the fitness industry. I mean, where did that all start?
A friend of mine was competing, and she just wanted some pictures, and I shot her, and then she asked me if I could shoot her show, which I did, and, you know, I didn't know anything about it, really, at that point, but it was just like shooting a concert, pretty much, so it was pretty easy, and then it just kind of evolved from there, I guess, word of mouth, and...
Dan, what year was that? Because I remember you kind of coming on the scene, like... hearing about you, and that was back in 2005, but
it might have been a year or two before then.
Okay.
But I didn't do anything like go to shows until probably 2004, and then it was just mostly shows that were near me,
right?
Or if I was visiting friends and there happened to be a show there.
And then, Dan, how did you deal with, because I know you and I had a personal friend that we won't even go into in 2005, but I love her very much, but with the whole like not the diva-esque behavior, but like they don't do well.
Are you talking about Chrissy?
Yeah, right, Chrissy. Never Chrissy.
Oh, you both are in trouble.
I know, right? Now, how do you deal with, like, say you have shoots set up for Sunday, which can always end badly if the competitor does not do well Saturday. I mean, right. How do you deal with that when you're like, oh, come on, just get, who cares what the judges say? You need to get to this bonus shoot. You will really, really wish you did. I mean, how do you deal with that when they call up cancel because they did shitty the night before or whatever, and you get all that kind of attitude spewing out, or they're bawling out.
Dan, before you answer, listeners, this is not me.
This is not
okay. Go on.
No, usually, to be honest, the majority of the competitors, even if they lose, are nice, and they'll come through and be there for the shoot. I mean, you can tell on their face if they're dejected or anything like that, and then you just kind of, you know, try and pump their spirits up a little bit and get through the shoot. If somebody cancels out a shoot, to be honest, you know, as long as they call and let you know, it's not that big of a deal because things come up.
Right.
I mean, you know, if they're devastated or let's say they partied a little too much at the after party, I mean, that happens. But just, you know, if they call, that's all good. But if they don't call and we've got a 6 a.m. shoot, and I wake up, that's the worst.
Yeah. No, that's definitely, that definitely got to leave a bad taste in your mouth.
So always call, girls.
Yeah, ladies, please. Text
even
message.
If you're embarrassed, just call, leave a message. I don't care.
Right.
I've done it myself. So.
You are so laid back that honestly, that would all, you're not the kind of guy that's like, oh, that's bullshit. You know, you'll be like, look, I get it. You know what I mean? Don't worry.
To be honest, it usually helps because, you know, I try and book as many shoots as I can just to get everybody in. So if, you know, a person cancels or something, that just means I have a little bit more time to work with somebody else. So
Well, here's a quick question, Dan. Do you ever know what was the most women that you've ever shot in one weekend?
If you know. On one weekend?
Yeah.
35, maybe 40.
Wow.
That's
at the Arnold, it's usually a pretty high number.
Think about that.
Arnold,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like shooting at shows with expos because it's very hard to either the girls are doing the show or they're working the expo or they want to go to the expo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to coordinate times and get everybody worked in. So it's, you know, almost like a machine. You just got to keep the ball moving.
Well, Dan, let me ask you. You're now the official photographer for RX Muscle, but do you shoot for other websites also?
Yes, I do some work. Occasionally I'll shoot some of the shows for bodybuilding.com, some of the smaller shows. Mm-hmm. I do some work for buffbunnies.com. Imagesofvenus.com are two other sites that you might see some of my work on.
Why not have your own site?
Well, there is a Dan Ray Photography site, but it's kind of in the works. It hasn't really been unveiled just yet. So hopefully after this season, we'll be able to do something with that.
Will it be like danrayphotography.com? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know.
We need to know that, right, Chrissy? We want to be we want to promo
the
that.
Ultimate danray.com.
Yes. That's right.
I was thinking of danrayiscool.com, but I don't know.
That's cool. Dan Ray. How about Dan Ray is legendary?
Yeah, that's perfect. After this interview.
After this interview, Well, Dan, tell us a little bit about your involvement with RX Muscle and what you do for RX Muscle and any upcoming projects that are on the works.
Well, I basically travel around the country shooting most of the bigger NPC and IFBB shows. So this week I go to Pittsburgh to cover the Masters and Team Nationals. I leave on Thursday for that. Next week is the big show. It's USA's out in Vegas. We'll be there next week. The week after, I think, is Chrissy's show, the Jacksonville Pro.
Will you be
going there?
I think I'm
staying in Florida the whole week to cover the Tampa Pro after that. Then I think it's the Europa.
You have that.
The Houston Pro, and then the North Americans in Cleveland. I think there might be a one-week break after that.
It's a lot. Then you're coming to New York for Team Universe, aren't you?
And then Atlantic City, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be kind of a tough stretch.
Yeah, it's going to be,
The traveling is tough. I mean, you know, shooting's not that bad, but traveling
kind of
gets
the worst
after a while. Yeah.
Well, Dan, speaking about shows, you have to tell me a little bit about Junior Nationals this year. I heard Colette had sparred room a little bit, so tell us a little bit to Colette and Tanning in your room.
Yes, Dan. tell us about that.
That was very interesting. I get to Chicago. I'm very excited because I was able to get a kind of a nice room with a suite with an upstairs, spiral staircase, everything. So I'm planning on, you know, setting up some shoots in there. And then Colette asked if she can use just a little portion of the room to do tanning in. So I thought, no problem. I got plenty of room.
Becomes
it ended
a nightmare.
Up being a little more than we thought. Her and her crew took over the entire downstairs of tanning and makeup and everything. It was definitely interesting.
I mean,
but you had naked competitors in your room everywhere.
They were. I couldn't go in. A lot of times, I didn't want to offend anyone, so.
Dan is so appropriate. He's so appropriate.
He is. He's a gentleman.
It was entertaining. I'm surprised how clean they got the room.
Could you believe it? Dan was so worried. Chrissy's like, Colette, you cannot. I'm like, Dan, trust me. I'm going to be paying for it. I promise. If I mess up anything, I said, I've destroyed rooms. And, I mean, this is not going to happen. And he's like, Colette, please, I'm begging you. But, I mean, Dan, could you believe how clean we got that room?
No, it was amazing.
You're a pro.
You couldn't even tell you guys had been in there, except for the smell.
Yeah, the smell is pretty bad.
Yeah.
See, Colette is that good at what she does.
Oh, my gosh. But poor Dan, no one knows what they're saying when they, that shouldn't be too bad. Oh, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting.
And it's loud. Dan, isn't that loud? Those stupid guns, they're loud.
Oh, it's very loud. But the good thing about it was from sleeping upstairs, I got a little bit of pro tan on myself in my sleep, so I came out with a nice tan.
Yeah, Dan definitely had, Dan had a little bit
he
of a glow.
Tan on him.
He did. He definitely had a bit of a glow on him.
Yeah, so it all worked out.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Dan, listen, how many shows? Well, you kind of give us a big little bit of a brief summary of the next few weeks, but I don't know if you've ever averaged it out. Dan, there's 52 weeks in a year. Of those 52 weeks, how many would you say that you're traveling?
Probably, 30 weeks out of the year would be my guess.
Wow.
30,
32. It's a lot of weeks.
I mean, right after Nationals, it usually slows way down. I mean, I may do the Excalibur again out in California, but after that, there's really not any shows. So I'll be covering until the Arnold again. So there's a good 3, almost 4 months of downtime, which is good because you can get caught up on everything.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, let me ask you. I know you had some memorable shoots. So think about all the photo shoots you've done. Name one of your most memorable shoots and who it was with.
Chrissy Chin, Colette Nelson.
Well, you know what? No, actually, Colette, when we shot last year at the New York Pro Show was pretty memorable because we shot by the Wall Street Bull.
That was awesome.
And we were able to, basically get around the bowl and all the buildings and stuff there. Actually, shortly after that shoot, I shot with Carla Slotty in the same place. But they actually boosted her up on top of the bowl. So,
really?
Yeah, Carla was on the bowl. It was kind of
fun. Awesome.
So that was memorable. Once at Junior USA's, I was shooting with a fitness competitor at the pool at the Junior USA's, which is an indoor pool. And I'm walking backwards, and I keep walking backwards, and she has a bigger smile on her face with each step. And I don't know why, but like the last picture I take, she's really laughing, and then I fall into the hot tub.
Remember that.
Yeah, I think you were there, actually.
That was 2007.
Got completely doused in water, but I kept my camera over my head, so it was fine. But everything else kind of got waterlogged and stuff. So
what would you say, like, scenery? Because I know New York, I mean, New York has to be one of, well, I don't know, it would seem like a nice place to shoot, but like of all, like, I mean,
New York's a nice place, but they give you a hard time shooting there.
It's true.
The police, you know, if you're quick, it's usually not a problem, but, you know, they'll tell you you have to have a $5,000 permit.
Right.
Or, you know, pay $500 fine, and if you ask them, can you just pay the fine and keep shooting, they don't think that's funny, so they kind of give you a hard time. So I do like New York, it's just difficult shooting there. I really like shooting out in Vegas, out in the desert.
Ah, Vegas,
fun.
Yeah.
And then with the Vegas lights, it's really cool. Where else? Oh, this year down at Nationals will be fun again. It's always great shooting down
on the beach.
Around the Miami area. Yeah, and with the beach, so that'll be great.
Definitely.
You know, Dan, let me ask you about this, okay? A lot of people often bring their significant others to shoots. I don't do that, but I was wondering, do you allow them to bring their significant others, or does that seem to interfere with you trying to shoot them?
Nah, that's fine. In fact, you know, if they're going to come, I'll put them to work usually. Like, I'll make them hold a reflector or, you know, at least help in the shoot some way. Nah, it's, you know, as long as they don't mind. If the model doesn't mind them being there, then I'm cool with it. Sometimes they tend to make the model a little bit nervous. They don't make me nervous, but the model might not feel as comfortable with them watching them pose and stuff. So, you know, but if they're fine with it, I'm fine.
Now, Dan, before I ask my final question, I mean, how do you feel about when you first had to do, like, nude photography? I mean, did that make ever you, like, feel, I mean, how do you maintain the fact that, okay, I've got a model in front of me, she's definitely naked. I mean, how do you maintain, like, you're just...
Oh, I thought you were talking about me being naked shooting.
That would be...
Dan, naked shooting people.
That's what I thought.
Naked Fridays. Naked Fridays,
like,
Chrissy.
Yeah, that's
right?
Not true.
Right. It's just a rumor. Like the model. So say you're behind the camera, the model's definitely naked. I mean, how do you just make sure that they know you're being appropriate and that, you know, everything's kind of a comfortable situation? I mean...
Well, you got to treat it like it's a business. You got to, you know, it's like anything. I do so many types of photography. So, you know, doing something where the model's naked or implied nudity or whatever... You just have to approach it like, you know, it's a business. You're trying to get, you know, a shot for a magazine or an ad. And then, you know, you're going for the best pose or the best look with them. You know, you just kind of, I think once you build up a rapport with them, it gets easier. I mean, you just don't start off with, all right, take off your clothes.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, you know, you work your way towards that, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just got to treat them, you know, very professional. I always try and treat people the way I want to be treated. So, you know, it's so easy to be nice to somebody as opposed to yell at them. So, you know.
No, but Dan, seriously, everybody does say this about you. And, I mean, you make the model feel at ease and comfortable and in a good, happy space. And, you know, and in that, I think, reflects in your photography that the model, you know, I've seen photographs before of people and they just, I mean, sometimes people are uncomfortable in front of the camera, but when they aren't, it makes such a better photograph.
Well, yeah, I mean, building up a rapport really helps, but I mean, I've shot for so long and I've done, you know, I shoot weddings still, portfolios, comp cards, whatever, so to me, this is just another avenue, I guess, of something I shoot. So I think having dealt with all these other different situations, maybe it makes it a little easier for me. I mean, I'm used to working with people who've never shot before. So to be honest, I think I give too much direction sometimes when I'm shooting because I see other photographers, they don't say anything.
Right.
And they just shoot. And I'm like, well, why don't I do that? But so I don't know. I just think it's one of those things where you get used to it, you get into a rhythm, and since I was trained, you know, in photojournalism, I have to shoot a lot quickly just to get a couple good images. I mean, I try and get all good images, but I try and keep the ball rolling, keep shooting. I don't want to leave a lot of dead space in between shooting. It's just a waste of time.
Right. Well, Dan, my final thought, and this is a very soft launch of all people listening, of a very interesting and exciting contest that RX Muscle is holding, which is involving the legendary Dan Ray. And Dan, how do you feel about this? We are going to be doing a contest in RX Muscle, which allows a woman to upload any photograph, anyone that they have, whether professional, digital image, or what have you, where the whole world, really the whole world, because the internet's the world, can vote on your image, and it will then circulate on the site for the top 10 images of the day based on the number of votes. And the winner is going to receive an all-expense-paid trip to the NPC Nationals in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the third weekend of November of 2009. And Dan, you are going to be shooting this photograph for our RX Muscle feature of the winner of this contest. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, that'll be great. Should be able to, you know, get some great shots down in Florida.
I mean, I would think, like, I mean, what would you like to do, Dan? Beach shots, or what do you have in mind for that?
That would be good. Even, you know, old Miami has a lot of cool Art Deco buildings and colors and stuff. Especially at night, you can get some really cool effects there. I guess it depends on who wins and what they're up for.
Oh, this will be so exciting. So, Dan, we really appreciate you being a part of this and being our photographer to do this and be part of this contest. And I think it really is going to draw a lot of traffic to the site and have a really nice feature of your work on RX Muscle. And, you know, we love you. And I especially love
you. You're just being sweet.
No, not this time, Dan.
Yeah, you want room?
99% of the time.
99%. So in Pittsburgh, you don't need a room. I see.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, Dan. That's great.
Hey, watch out, Dan. She has her spray gun at the USA's, too.
Yeah, watch out, Dan.
Oh, exactly. Hey, can I mention a couple of tips to
yes,
the girls?
Yes, absolutely.
For photo shoots and stuff.
That would be awesome.
I think, you know, there's a couple of things that people did. It'd make the experience better for everybody, photographer and model. Uh-huh. Number one, when you're going to a show, don't leave early the morning after the show. See if you can leave later that afternoon or even the next day, because that's when most of the photographers do their shooting. So if there's any way you can stay a little bit longer, that really helps out everybody. The other thing is bring plenty of different outfits so that you can kind of pick and choose, and so you're not wearing the same outfit with every photographer.
Well, what outfits do you suggest, though, Dan? That's another thing.
Well, at the shows, you know, you basically want to wear something that's going to show off your physique.
Birthday suit.
You know, swimsuits are always good. Boy shorts, tops. If there's a nice gym that'll let you work in it, maybe some gym attire.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, dresses. As long as they're not... I shot with someone at Junior Nationals, and, you know, she brings out this muumuu dress or something. I'm like, what the hell is this?
A what?
You know, a muumuu, you know, one of those big dresses.
I mean, Dan, what do you say when the model pulls out clothes that's just like, you know, just doesn't look good? I mean, do you tell them, look, that doesn't work?
Well, if they have their heart set on it, I'll just do the best I can. But usually I try and, you know, suggest something else in their suitcase.
Right.
That'll hopefully work. I mean, I'm not one of these guys that brings outfits, so I'm kind of relying on the model to know what she likes and what colors work best for her, and, you know, just bring a variety of things. Always it's a good idea to bring sunglasses, because if you have to shoot in the middle of the day and you're forced to shoot, you know, without a lot of shade, then the sunglasses really help.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hide the squinting and all that stuff. And also, like, if you can't make the shoot, just call and tell us, because there's nothing worse than waiting for an hour for somebody to show up and they don't show up. So just call. Not that big a deal.
What do you feel about the tanning? You know, some people worry about, like, let's just say, I mean, what do you do if it's the day after and the tan just looks horrible? I mean, has that happened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots. It doesn't happen so much anymore. It seems like the tan comes off a little more evenly than it used to. If they're real splotchy, you know, you try and hide it if you can, either with angles or with what they're wearing. But if you can't, you know, you do the best job you can. You can always correct it somewhat in Photoshop, but I don't like images that are overly Photoshopped. So,
yeah.
You know, I'll do minimal. But Yeah, usually you just try and hide it, or, you know, to be honest, I prefer, I don't really like shooting somebody who's, you know, stage dark tanned. It's right. better if they've got, you know, maybe one coat of tan or something like that.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, there's lots of photographers out there. It's, you know, people have questions about photographers, just ask other people, ask competitors what they think about certain people and, you know, get advice from them, I guess.
Well, Dan, you have an exemplary reputation. And no, really, and people
well,
really.
Because I let people use my room to tan.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I keep, you know, it's key. It's absolute key.
Get brownie points for that.
Definitely brownie point. And keep up the good work. We look forward to seeing you and your images on RX Muscle for the next like 6 weeks in a row, I think. And we'll see you at the Masters, and I'll see you at the USA's, and Chrissy will be at the USA's too.
Oh, good.
And then the rest is history, Dan. And then you can get back on the road because you're where? You're pulled over at the side of.
I'm in Austin, Texas, in a dog park. It's about 105 degrees out here.
Oh, it's. I hope you got air conditioning. Oh my gosh.
Not so much.
Okay, so Dan's sweating like an animal. We will let you roll. And Dan, thank you so much. And we'll see you
not
in a few weeks. You're amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. See you at the USA.
Thank you, girls.
Well, you know, Chrissy, our 19th episode and has come to a close. We've got a few days before the Masters Nationals, and I want to thank so much Marie Ann Newman, otherwise known as Mo, for stopping by because, you know, it's a few days from her show. She's, you know, looking to win this and get her pro card. And, of course, the legendary Dan Ray, fitness photographer extraordinaire, for stopping by our show today. And remember, Muscle Girls, Inc., it's not just a radio show.
It is who we are.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is an RXMuscle.com presentation. Listen to Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin every week at the same time. Be sure to download this and all of our radio shows at our website, RXMuscle.com. This has been Muscle Girls, Inc.